Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. My name is Jeanette Abney, and I want to thank you for joining me here for another episode here at Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. I want to first thank my Heavenly Father for waking me up this morning, and I also want to apologize for last week. I heard that there were individuals that was basically expecting the show to be on, and I was not on the air last Monday as I was enjoying a day off as I was spending time with my daughter and her coworkers, which was very fun and quite interesting. So we're going to get on with the show today. And today's topic is entitled Exposing the Bully. Many of you may not be aware, but the month of October is actually National Bully Prevention Month. And when we talk about a bully and trying to spread the word, it's interesting because times have changed, things have changed. I'm looking as I was going through my Facebook and I was reading some comments that individuals have wrote on my page or commented in regards to today's topic, and I'm going to be sharing that information with individuals. Now, I know that today many individuals or kids are at school, and so they may not have the opportunity to listen to this show. So you may want to be able to click on the link, or you can click on the link and share it with them at any time. Or as a parent, I also want to provide you guys with information on what to do. Now, what I indicated was, are you a bully? Have you ever been bullied by another? Do you pick on people who are smaller or different from you? Do you like to tease or taunt others? Do you like to tease individuals because you like to see one get upset? Do you think it's funny when other individuals make mistakes? Now, being bullied can cause lifelong emotional damage, and being a bully is a learned behavior. And I know when I did my FaceTime live, I was sharing because people used to call me a big bully too, but I was what you call a different type of bully. Now, there are also, like I said, different types of bullies, and as we watch the news, we interact within our communities, it appears that this behavior is getting more and more out of control. Such is making it more difficult to combat because, you know, one could say, well, I'm trying to teach my kids to defend themselves, but then now my child is in trouble, or whatever the case may be. So combating that is a challenge, especially when we look at the news, we see how our president is reacting, we got all of this stuff going on, it's like the whole world is just in total chaos. Now, as we try to educate our children about what to do when faced with a bully, it appears that many times they also get stuck. So I want to get on with the show because I do have one of my callers on the line right now, and the line is blowing up. So let me start logging them on because today's topic, we are going to attempt to educate our children about what to do when faced with being a bully by offering resources, intervention, prevention, and also educating parents. So let me get the callers on the line. Hi, this is Jeanette. Welcome to Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. How are you doing?
Am I on?
Yes, you're on. You're on live.
Hello. My name is Sarah.
Okay. And thank you for joining me. You got a lot of background windy noise. Can you go in the area where the wind stop blowing in your phone?
Yes. Well, wait, can you repeat that? It's very windy out here, and it's very hard to hear. Sorry.
I can imagine because of the Santa Ana winds, and it sounds like you are still at school. So I'm glad that you're calling from school. So I don't know if you have any other students that may want to join in on this conversation because with being in school, this topic is something that is affecting a lot of school-age children. Okay, so you might want to try to put it on mute when you're not talking, and then when you want to say something, take it off of mute. So we won't hear the background noise, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let me log on the other caller. Okay, put it on mute right now, Sarah, because we got too much wind. Okay,
right.
Hi, this is Jeanette. Welcome to Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. How are you doing? Can you hear me? The caller just logged in.
You're like too overlined.
Leave me alone.
Were you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to the person number 922922.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. All right, Sarah, I want to start with you first and ask you, in regards to this topic, what do you want to share with the listeners? Because I know you're not going to be able to be on the phone long, and like I said, we're hearing a lot of background noise, which is very distracting. But what do you want to add to this topic as it relates to, are you in middle school or high school?
I am in middle school.
Okay, and what do you see in middle school as far as bullying? How and what information do you want to share in regards to this topic?
Well, for one thing, I just do not like bullying. It is something that really needs to stop, and it's something that no one should be experiencing out of my perspective, because I've had to deal with that for a good amount of my life. But in middle school, since I'm at this new one that has very low tolerance for bullying, there hasn't been much that I can report on, but I've had to deal with a lot of bullying when I was in elementary school and at my first middle school.
Okay, so basically what you're seeing is you endured a lot of bullying at school, and now you're in middle school, but the school you are attending now has a zero tolerance for bullying, correct?
Yes.
Okay, all right, I want you to put your phone on mute because I can barely hear, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Let me log on to the next caller. Hi, this is Jeanette Abney. Welcome to Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. How are you doing? Oops. Uh-oh, I messed up. Okay, Amy, how are you doing, and what do you want to add to this topic?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. So I am sitting here and doing this topic. So what do you want to add to the topic as we talk about exposing the bully before I start sharing all of this very interesting information?
I think that bullying can come in different forms. Like, there's emotional bullying, there's physical bullying. I think people don't even realize that they are bullying sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? And that's very interesting, because you're absolutely right. There are different types of bullying. And see, I'm much older than a lot of the callers. It's probably going to be calling online. And like when I did my Facebook Live, I was talking about how a lot of my people that I grew up in my neighborhood, they used to call me a bully because I had a bad habit. I used to throw onions and grapefruits at folks. I used to beat people up and take their food. I used to do a whole lot of stuff that was quite bullyish that when I was younger. However, those are things that, you know, when I was younger, I didn't look at myself as being a bully, but I also learned that I was a different type of bully because I would bully bullies. So if my friends came to me or someone that I was cool with and someone was picking on them, I would defend them from other people. So the bullies didn't like messing with me, fighting me or anything like that, because I had real good fighting skills when I was in school because of my family. But by that same token, you know what? I just need a little bit more shape. I got to be in shape because I get tired now. I give about 5-10 minutes. Yes, I do, when you piss me off. But by that same token, I've learned how to fight differently is basically what I had to do. So I didn't consider myself as one of those big old bullies that would just pick on people just to pick on people. I used to just, if I saw you walking down the street with some food, if you didn't make me none, I'm going to take yours. So that was basically it. And it kind of got me in a lot of trouble. But getting back to this topic, as we engage in this conversation, a lot of individuals are really confused when it comes to being a bully, or, you know, if they identify themselves as a bully, if they have been bullied. And what got me with this topic, Amy, is not only is October National Bully Prevention Awareness Month, a lot of individuals still don't know what to do or even how to engage in this conversation, especially when it comes to children. Like, we just had the young lady that was on the air, and this young lady is actually in middle school, and one of the things she shared was that she had been bullied for a long time, even as young as being in elementary school. And I think one of the youngest cases we saw, I remember on the news not too long ago, there was a kid, and he was 8 years old, and he committed suicide as a result of being bullied. And a lot of times kids are afraid to tell their parents what's going on. They don't know who to talk to. They don't know what to do. And someone had posted something on my Facebook page today, And I don't want to read all the bad words that they wrote, but some of the way the individual put it was, I guess he's from the old school where back in the day we could do certain things, but we, you know, we can't act like that no more. But he was indicating how we need to do more with these weak kids and how he framed it. And I had to share with him, because people said we have to teach our kids how to fight, and that's true. But we do also have to let them know that sometimes safety is most important. So you don't want to have your child go from being bullied to now being the bully or being the perpetrator, because that can also happen. So basically what he indicated, he said, I'll show you something how to stop the bullying. Teach your children how to fight. Stop making excuses for these soft blank children. Tell you what, let someone try that with my children. I'm going to stand back and watch them boot that ASS. And, you know, a lot of times, and I know when I was in school, my mother had that philosophy too. Her thing was, I'll keep you out of the jailhouse if you keep yourself out of the cemetery. So if we went to my mother and told my mother that somebody was bullying us or someone wanted to fight us, my mother would be like, okay, when and where? And she would make sure she's somewhere around in case somebody's parent jumped in, then she would jump in, and we'd just have a big old free fall. But see, you can't do that nowadays because people are going to jail. And it's okay to disagree with individuals, but it's not okay to disrespect individuals. What do you think about that, Amy?
I agree. I think kids these days, it's taught more like you're joking around and that they don't know when to stop.
Mm-hmm. And that
I think
is
that's
true.
How it starts. And then a lot of it's social media now.
Correct. And you know what? And it's interesting. And not only just with social media, we also have what's called workplace bullying. And that's another area of concern where individuals are going to work every day and are being bullied. Now, I want to get a listener some information. And if you want to call in on the line, if you have any questions, you can give us a call at 516-387-1914. Again, 516-387-1914. Now, I want to give you some information, and it talks about 7 different types of bullying. And this information was actually, I found it on the internet, and it indicates, it says, it happens every day and affects people from all walks of life. So don't think that your child or anyone could be immune from this because it can't happen to anyone. Now, one way to tackle this situation is to take up what they call combat sports like boxing because it instills confidence and discipline. And when we look at different types of bullying, there are some reasons behind them. And I used to always say, and I've learned, that bullies have low self-esteem. There's a lot of things that happens that have happened to the bully where the bully will later take it out on other people. But bullying can be done by verbal psychological bullying. And this can be the most damaging part of being bullied because victims of bullying can be psychologically affected to the point where they're scared for their life. Bruises and bumps heals within time, but the mind can be very fragile and may never recover. By all means, now, when we talk about that in regards to recover, but it can recover and become much stronger, but the bottom line is you want to make sure you're safe. I was talking to my grandson, Amy, a couple of weeks ago, and I remember he was in preschool, and he did not want to go back to school. He literally dropped out of preschool. And he wrote me a note because I was trying to find out why he was so upset. He said that his mother did not do anything when he was bullied in preschool. Now, my grandson is bigger than most of the kids his age. And he was sharing with me that even now in elementary school, the kids try to bully him. And I'm looking at him like, you can beat the hell out of them kids. What are you? But the thing is, sometimes the bully be trying to be your friend and don't know how to be your friend. So they try to beat you down verbally and psychologically. So I had to encourage and empower my grandson to let him know, first, I want you to talk to your teacher, go to the principal, let them know what's going on, and if it get out of control, your granny will be up at that school. Because one thing I do not tolerate, Amy, and even with my clients, I always tell them if they're being bullied, you want me to come to your school? Because Jeanette will take care of that. Another thing is girl bullying. Now, girls can be tormented by other girls and boys, and the effects can be devastating. Girls can be bullied at the same reason as boys are also vulnerable to what they call bullying, and sexual bullying is more than the boys, but it's always verbal and sometimes physical from both gender. We have racist bullying. Prejudice and racism will always be around. A bully who targets someone because of their race, color, ethnicity, religion, or nationality usually had racist thoughts embedded in their mind through their parents or people they associate themselves with. They would bully someone for no reason than basically where their parents were from. And you know, Amy, that's something that we see a lot in the news now. And like I said earlier, it's okay to disagree, but it's not okay to disrespect. And it seems like it's coming from the top down, even in our White House and politics. We're watching it on TV. And, you know, it's like people have just literally lost their mind. They're out of control. We have homophobic bullying. We have physical bullying, where verbal abuse can lead to physical abuse. If a bully can't affect someone psychologically, they will resort to violence instead. And if it ever comes down to this, then it's important you take a stand for yourself. Otherwise, the bully will always think that they can get away with it. We have cyberbullying, which someone indicated earlier. That's a whole other issue. We got these a lot of kids that are playing video games and being bullied and don't know what to say or what to do. We have social bullying. So those are just to name a few. Amy, what do you want to add to this topic? I know we got somebody else on the other line, too. I don't know if it's who it is, but they haven't said anything. But what else do you want to add to that in just with some of the seven that I mentioned?
Well, I think with cyberbullying comes along with, like, video games, like playing online. People send messages, like, you know, trash talking.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and a lot of times, and that kids think that they're being more competitive by doing that, but it's really not in a way. Now, when we talk about what does bullying look like, when we start talking about, you know, a person being rude, a person being disrespectful, bullying behavior is a little bit different from that. And one of the things we have to gain an understanding and ending bullying. And that's why when I put it out there, I said, are you a bully or are you being bullied? Because I don't think that a lot of individuals realize the damage that it causes other individuals. And these are just some of the common things that kids talk about when they were bullied. They admit to being kicked, shoved, tripped, spit on, threatened, name calling, yelling at, someone harassing them, excluding them from things, giving them the silent treatment, gossiping, which was interesting, following up on purposely rude statements with, I'm just joking, and kind of go with that laugh out loud, or posting embarrassing photos online. Those are just to name a few. And I know when you and I had spoke recently, I had said I wasn't going to the casino because I wasn't trying to be – they call me the casino bully sometimes because the people don't play right at the table, I get mad. And I said I need to take a break because I saw my temperament changing. But part of that is also, like I said, being aware of it. Now, another thing is we want to make sure that we are also paying attention to our children or our grandchildren, because when we talk about some of those behaviors, there's a lot other things that happen just besides some of those things. And a lot of times parents don't even know what to do when their children come to them and say that they're being bullied, let alone who to talk to. Because the first thing a person want to do is say, okay, we're going to fight back. I also want to give some other types of bullying, which are group bullies. These bullies fall into a category and are typically part of a group and have a pack mentality when they are together. I remember my grandmother and my mother used to always say, if you catch the bully by themselves, that bully might be a nice person. That bully ain't going to want to mess with you because the bully is like a coyote. They only want to attack whenever they're in a pack. So we also have what they call serial bullies. Serial bully is another type of bully often found in popular circles. These bullies are symptomatic, controlled, and calculated in their approach. But parents, teachers, and administrators have no idea what the serial bully is capable of. Because on the outside, This type of bully appears sweet, charming, and charismatic to authority figures, but on the inside, they can be cold and calculating and tend to inflict emotional pain on their victims over long periods of time. And sometimes serial bullies will use physical bullying, but only if they can be sure they won't be caught. Serial bullies are also skilled manipulators and liars and are usually fake friends. Their sweet and nice persona is just another way to manipulate situations to the liking. And you know, Amy, when I'm thinking about and I'm going through some of these things, I think about a lot of these television shows because some people got caught up in that facade, like Mean Girls. And there was another one they had where people were living in a house and they were, I don't know if they were in college, but I know they were young adults, and they would always have a bully in the house. When you was in school, Amy, what were some of the things that you saw or based on your generation to what you're seeing now?
With my generation, I think that's a lot of it started with online, like AIM and Chatbox.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really have, like, Instagram wasn't around, Snapchat wasn't around. But for me at school, it was more of just picking on me in class. Like,
mm-hmm.
because I was quiet and I came from a private school, I think they wanted to be my friends, but they didn't know how to be my friends. So there was a group
mm-hmm.
of girls that would just, like, nitpick me. It,
mm-hmm.
I didn't really let it bug me, and then I went home and talked to my mom, and then she called the principal.
So did that take care of it?
Yeah, the principal came in, and she just had me. I didn't really have very many friends in that particular class. And so she made
mm-hmm.
me a friend. And then
wow.
they kind of backed off. And then in high school, I was in middle school and high school, they were my best friends.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
I
you
just,
know, and
I
used to always,
I used
to say that a lot of times part of the bully thing was the bully wanted to be your friend. I remember there was a young lady when I was in high school. Oh, my God, she couldn't stand me. And I never really knew why. She just did not like me. I noticed it. I didn't really meet her or really didn't recognize it until we got to high school. But I remember when I was in middle school, because I did a lot in school. I was very athletic. I was, you know, very always had good grades, even though I did a lot of bad things. People, I was still a smart student. But by the time I got to high school, she really did not like me. And I remember one time my auntie called me and said that she almost got into a fight at work with this person. And it wasn't until I became a young adult, I remember going to one of my friends, the father of her children's funeral, and I saw her at the funeral. And I said, oh, my God, I'm not even in high school no more, and I'm going to have to fight at this doggone funeral. She came up to me at the funeral, and I just knew it was going to be on. She said, Jeanette, I want to apologize to you. She said, I literally hated you all my life. And I'm like, what the hell did I do to you? She had the nerve to tell me that I took her boyfriend, and she had since she was 10 years old. I looked at her, and for years, I never knew why she didn't like me. And I remember there was a lady, I used to call her my grandma, but she wasn't my grandma because we was a year apart. She told me 30 years later that one day she went outside and saw the young lady and two more girls at the corner of our street. And she asked them, what y'all doing over here? And she said, we're ready to jump Jeanette. And my grandma said, no, I don't think you want to do that because might not go like that. Because Jeanette ain't going to let you jump her. But I've never been jumped. I never, you know, experienced that. But even if they wanted to, they knew it was going to be some repercussions behind that. So I want to give you some information about facts about bullying. Now, when we talk about the definition of bullying, in 2014, the Center of Disease Control and the Department of Education released the first federal uniform definition of bullying for research and surveillance. And one of the things they talked about was the core element of the definition include unwanted aggressive behavior, observed or perceived power imbalance, and repetition of behaviors of high likelihood of repetition. There are many different modes and types of bullying, which some of the things we discuss. Now, the current definition acknowledges two modes and four types by which youth can be bullied or can bully others. These two modes of bullying include direct, meaning bullying that occurs in the presence of targeted youth, indirect bullying not directly communicated as a targeted youth, such as spreading rumors. And, you know, I didn't realize that spreading rumors was a form of bullying. I just thought it was just gossiping and spreading rumors. But by that same token, in addition to these two modes, the four types of bullying, like I said, we include physical, verbal, relational, and also we have damage to property. Now, bullying can happen to any number or happen in any number of places, contexts, or locations, and sometimes that place is online, which is what we talked about, through cell phone, computers, things of that nature. Now, bullying that occurs using technology, including but not limited to phones, emails, chat rooms, instant messaging, which is what you said, an online post, is considered electronic bullying and can be viewed as in contact or location. Now, I want to say a lot of this stuff can be reported to the police, not only to the school, because individuals can definitely be charged, and it can also be charged with what's called not only just stalking when someone is bullying you, but also terrorist threats. Now, I have some information, and it indicates that between 1 to 4 and 1 in 3 U.S. students say that they have been bullied at school, and many, many fewer have been cyberbullying. Now, bullying happens more in middle school, and the most common types are the verbal and social bullying. We know that there's a growing problem awareness of bullying, which may lead some to believe that bullying is increasing, and it seems like it is increasing. What do you think about the bullying increasing? I'm about to call you Malia. Amy?
I think that it's increasing because people, it's just easier with different ways to go about it online. And just not being educated in how to handle bullies. I think that not all teachers are aware of how to handle it. Like sometimes shining a direct light on it doesn't always help. It just puts that victim in more danger. Like I was mortified when my mom called the principal. And just some students don't know how, or victims don't know how to take the words and turn them into something else. And that's when they become, they act aggressive, and that then they get in trouble. They're like misunderstood.
And you know what? And that is true, because a lot of times the victim is afraid that if I tell someone, if I say something, I'm going to look like a snitch. And I don't want everybody to be mad thinking, oh, I told my mama or I told my grandmother or I told so-and-so and so-and-so. And that's part of the problem. And one of the things is when we talk about that and this awareness is to end the silence, to give that person the a voice. Now, Amalia, I am sending you, I was going to send you a text message, but you already on and you can talk. I want to know what you want to add to this conversation as we're talking about exposing the bully, because part of this is, like I said, bringing a sense of awareness, trying to help educate individuals, and we're going to give individuals some, not only just, now I don't want to go into the statistics, but I also want to give the parents some hope, and if you are being bullied, to have you understand what type of damage this is causing. Because I'm looking at some information, and like I said, it even starts in elementary school. I remember when my oldest granddaughter was in, I think it was first grade, and some kid was teasing her and trying to take her shoes. And my daughter and I went up to the school, and it was funny because my grandbaby said that teacher give people the look. We just give people just the look. We let people look. No, look, I'm not playing with you. Amalia, what do you have to say about this?
You know, look is something that we've all mastered at our age. I think it's great that the state or was the Department of Education has defined what bullying is, because I think in the past what was happening was, you know, someone would say something hurtful and you'd say how rude, or teachers were just blowing it off that it was just mean and unintentional. But now that we have laws in place, because bullying is so prevalent, that we're able to say, you know, this is person that's continuously keeping, they keep on intentionally saying hurtful things or doing hurtful things. And I think you guys also talked about cyberbullying, and, you know, it's so prevalent that police departments have a cyberbullying unit. So mm-hmm. if you are, yeah, so, I mean, that's the first line of defense. You don't, you no longer call the police department. You actually have a cyberbullying unit, a task force that is strictly for cyberbullying. And the thing about cyberbullying is also the reason why we've seen such increases in bullying, physical aggression, is because people are filming it. It's kind of glorifying this behavior, and we're reinforcing this behavior because now, did you see that? Did you see that mm-hmm. video? Because, you know, I work with teenagers, and over the last couple of years, just with social media and the way that they use it, a lot of my girls have gone in fights, and the fights have been recorded by their own friends. And I asked them, like, why didn't you jump in? Why didn't you help her? And so they mm-hmm. say, you know, well, I was going to record it, and then someone else jumps in, then I'll jump in. And then it's being put up on videos. I mean, it's being put up on YouTube, uploaded, and there's really, I mean, I don't want to give out the loopholes, but there's also loopholes as to where these fights take place and mm-hmm. whether the police has to investigate or if the school has to investigate. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I think at the end it's, well, I'm in Orange County in California. And so Cal State Fullerton, which is right down the street, they actually have a bystander intervention program, which is very useful for anyone who's in the school system, any staff. Highly recommend it. And so, which is actually nationwide, the Step Up. And so what studies have shown is the bystander effect. So if you're in a group of people and no one helps, then no one's going to help. But if you're uh-huh. in a small group of people, which is unfortunate, usually bullying takes place in front of a crowd. So correct. my personal belief is that we have to, as a village, help out these victims.
Correct.
And that's by eliminating the bystander effect.
You know what, and I always think of movies and songs and things of that nature, and I remember being a kid, one of the first movies that I remember watching that had to do with mm-hmm. bullying was the movie Carrie. Even though it was a scary movie, John Travolta played in that movie, and how they were picking on her because she was different, and her mother had a lot of strong religious beliefs, and when she wanted to go to the prom, and the mother was trying to protect her, and isolate her, and she wanted to fit in, and the way they treated her, and it was just horrible. And then the mm-hmm. kind of like, I think it was I Know What You Did Last Summer was another one that kind of traumatized mm-hmm. and get back. And then they had one that was like a serial killer with Facebook something. It was something with Facebook. I don't watch scary movies mm-hmm. anymore. Scream was another one. I can't put that stuff in my head.
That first one you were talking about was Real World, where they went into different houses. That was back, that was the 90s.
They got a hold, and it keeps going. They had one recently, I think it was like a Facebook killer or something with a Facebook where somebody committed suicide and mm-hmm. the girl was haunting them or something. Now, some bullying actions, like I said, fall into criminal categories. So you got to remember, if you are a bully, you can go to jail for that. And such as with harassment, hazing, or assault. And like I said, that's just to name a few. Now, when we get into the mindset of a bully, because, you know, things are changing roles. There's a disconnect sometimes between adults and the youth. But I want to flip the script a little bit before we get into some of the what can people do. Let's talk a little bit about workplace bullying, because I wanted to share in regards to that, because even though we know bullying occurs at school and on campuses, a lot of individuals, Amalia, experience workplace bullies when they go to work. Sometimes they feel that their boss is a bully, or they may have a coworker that's a bully, or that do the same things, because sometimes people are not – just because the person is older doesn't mean that they're mature. And some people, like I said, that have been bullied will later bully other people too, especially if they're being bullied at home. Let's talk a little bit about workplace bullying. Now, I know both of y'all work for me, so I'll be, you know, talking about me and all that, because I'll be nice. Okay.
So, I mean, I think it's very prevalent. I mean, we can actually even get doctorate degrees in organizational leadership just to increase morale and talk about what a workplace should look like. Because if you look at it mm-hmm. through a hierarchy of needs, a workplace needs to meet certain needs so that we can achieve at our job. So, first of all, I think we have to talk about what workplace bullying is, and that's, you know, that one movie comes up to mind, the one with Jennifer Aniston. I think it's called mm-hmm. Bosses, right?
I don't remember that movie, but I know they got laws about that, too, as far as harassment and things yeah. of that nature. But when we start talking about workplace bullying, and just the definition of it is because it's occurring within the workplace. And individuals mm-hmm. will miss work school. I mean, miss work. They start having right. a lot of somatic symptoms. You know, when you start talking about workplace bullying, it is repeated health-harming mistreatment of one person, the target, by another, one or more perpetrators. It is abusive mm-hmm. conduct that is threatening, humiliating, or intimidating, or work interference sabotage, which prevents work from getting done, or verbal abuse. And a lot of times we talk about the sabotage. You go to work and you did assignment and your stuff is missing, or, you know, that is still workplace bullying. Now, workplace bullying is driven by perpetrators' need to control the targeted individual. So that's still, even we talk about relationships and we talk about, and you know, all three of us do domestic violence groups, which is about power and control. A lot of that stuff, like I said, is happening all over the world, and it's really getting out of control. Now, when we start talking about the need to control, it's initiated by bullies who choose their targets, timing, locations, and methods. It is a set of acts of commission, doing things to others, or omission, withholding resources from others. Now, Amy, what do you think about workplace bullying?
I think workplace bullying would fall into the category of, like, almost sexual harassment sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, interns being taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of doing, like, the grunt work, not just, like, the lower responsibilities. Like, sometimes superiors take advantage of their control and power.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm looking at some information, and it says over 75%, and this is from Forbes, 75% of workers are affected by bullying. And it says, here's what we can do about it. Because we talk about workplace bullying. A lot of individuals don't realize that. And this workplace bullying is frightening. It commonly takes place and then basically take a toll on individuals' businesses. And a lot of times it affects individuals' work productivity. And that's why you're seeing a lot of lawsuits. You're seeing a lot of different things taking place because of what's happening within the workplace. And like I said, there are laws that are definitely being implemented, and it's very huge. And a lot of times individuals are afraid of losing their job. And they go to work, they get sick, they don't know what to do, they take their problems home, and then sometimes they'll take it out on their children too because of what is going on at work. Some individuals will say, you know what, I just need to quit this job because it's, you know, increasing. But part of it, like I said, is gaining an understanding and getting rid of the common misconception that it's like schoolyard bullying, because the targets of workplace bullying are loners. Sometimes people consider them weird or people that don't fit in, but in fact, the reversal is true. So we have a lot of misconceptions about things, and sometimes we call it just also professional jealousy. That can become a problem too.
But I think also a lot of people just don't report it. I mean, we have an HR, we have EEO, we have all these policies,
mm-hmm.
but when you look at it statistically, you still are afraid of retaliation, and so
mm-hmm.
you don't report it, or you don't have the facts because you're so stressed out that you don't keep a record, you don't have facts. You're like, you know, this person's mean, this person's rude, but you don't specifically say this person is looking at my personal emails. This person has made these comments. So if anyone's doing workplace, there's a whole way of documenting and document the date, the time, the details, and so that you have a legitimate case, because you can sue for wrongful termination.
You can.
But I just don't think a lot of people do it. It's just like
a lot of people don't.
3%. Yeah.
Correct. And like you said, because of the retaliation, I remember when I was working for the county and we had a employee that used to try to tease me and ask me, we would have potlucks, what you bring in, Jeanette? He told me one time, don't eat all the chicken and the watermelon. I thought about it. I was like, well, I like chicken and watermelon. You ain't hurting my feelings, you know. But by that same token, I didn't even consider this being racial until someone had brought that to my attention. And because a lot of times we become very resilient and we endure so much, but the bottom line is that behavior needs to stop and it should not be tolerated. And I mentioned earlier, even when I was doing the Facebook Live, is it's kind of starting from the top to the bottom, because we're seeing it a lot in politics. We're seeing it in homes in regards to domestic violence. We're seeing it with siblings, with relatives. It's like, what is going on? You know, it's like if we're talking about this aggressive behavior, you know, is it just the person needs anger management? Is the person, a lot of times we find that bullies also are suffering from low self-esteem. They may be suffering from or having issues with depression, anxiety. It could be grief. It could be a lot of things. It could be poverty. It could be the fact that they may have a mental illness, something that they don't feel good about themselves, and they're taking it out on others. So when we talk about exposing these things, we have to bring a sense of awareness and offer resources, because one thing that I've learned is a lot of times when I see kids that bully, you find bullying parents. And it's very hard to work with the kid if you, once you see their parents, you'll be like, oh, okay, now I see where you got this from. And that's a challenge, because a lot of times the parents don't want to change their behaviors, and they don't want to admit that their kids, or they egg their kids on by having their kids engage in these types of behavior. And sometimes the kids really don't want to do it.
Right.
Have you seen that before, Amalia?
Oh, definitely. I mean, like I said, I work with teenagers, and I mean, I've had families that it's just generational. And I think, you know, I don't think that we have put so much emphasis on this formative years, 0 to 5, until lately, now that we have more evidence-based interventions and solutions. And I think if you have a 2-year-old that's bullying, you have a 6-year-old that's bullying, at 15, they're bullying, at 22, they're incarcerated, at 32, they're having problems with relationships, because they never learned when they were two years old that when you have a tantrum, you sit in the corner until it passes. You share, you say you're sorry, you play with your friends, or if you don't like someone, you're still nice about it. So when we're not learning those during our formative years, then we have grown people acting out because they have not learned the problem-solving, their self-management skills that they're supposed to learn, especially when it's nature versus nurture again. And if you're in that environment that reinforces this bad behavior, let's go get them. You go, like, don't come home, tell me you got bullied. So what do you mean? They could, you know, like, how did you not win this fight? And there's really not much. That's what I strongly believe, that bullying, it's a village. It's the bystander.
Correct.
It's being a bystander that intervenes. And that's how we're going to help out these kiddos, or empowering your child.
And you know what? And empowering is very important, Amalia, because my kids are older now. And, I mean, my daughter has never been in a fight. My son, this is a different story, you know, because his thing was, I guess being a boy was a little bit different from being a girl, but it's crazy because my son would threaten people with his sister by saying, I'm going to get my sister on you. I'm going to get my sister on you. And I really think my daughter fight better than my son did. And the crazy part is, as I watch my grandchildren and – well, really three. No, really all four of my grandchildren have been bullied, because even with Ryder, the baby, you know, when he was born, I remember our first little Thanksgiving, I didn't want my grandson to be around our family and get beat up by all the other little kids. So I was like, okay, I got to show him how to fight. I got to have him protect himself. At first, he was kind of, you know, sensitive. By the end of the day, oh, my God, Ryder was like, it's on right about now. And then now that he's in daycare, it's bad because – we've had stories of him being bit, and when he got bit, Tisha was upset, and she was asking the teacher, like, well, what happened, or what did he do? And they said, well, after the kid bit him in the back, he hit the kid in the mouth. And I was like, okay, you got him back. But by that same token, human bites are dangerous, and you don't want to send your kids to school to be getting bit. So now we got to make sure he's not the aggressor, because he's getting tired of getting bit at school. So Tisha told him to say, if a kid open their mouth, I'm not chicken. Don't bite me. And it's funny because I told him, I said, look, if you see a kid opening their mouth, run,
right.
You know? So if you got to run from that kid before that kid bites you, run. Don't be standing there getting bit by no kid, getting your hair pulled and getting beat up. You better run.
It's tough being a 2-year-old these days.
I mean, how you go to school to get bit? My grandbaby FaceTiming me, Granny, I got bit. Granny, you better run. You know, I already bust the kid in the mouth. That didn't work. Now the kid bite you again. I'm like, okay, we got to find out who's doing this. Please don't have me go to the preschool. Bad enough I got to go to the elementary school, but preschool? You know,
right.
So I want to give the listener some information.
He's in transitional. He's not even in preschool yet.
He's considered
daycare.
I know. He getting attacked in daycare. And then sometimes we got to be careful because sometimes he become the aggressor because he be at church fighting the grown folks in the church. I'm like, oh, Lord, that's my grandson. Mm-hmm. I know where he get it from. And then teaching want to blame it on me, but it ain't on me. I think it's in his blood. I really think it's in his blood. Now, when we talk about, I want to give the parents some information in regards to my child is being bullied. What should I do? Now, a lot of times it's very hard and it's very personal, especially if the parent was bullied during their experience in school. It can be very, very emotional because you don't want your child to go through what you went through. And also, how can you tell if your child is being bullied? Now, there's a good chance, we already know, that your kid won't walk up to you and say, I'm being teased or bullied at school. But there's behavior things that we need to look at or we need to pay attention to. You know, with kids calling people name, or sometimes it manifests into the child saying, I don't want to go to school. That's a dead giveaway. If they don't want to go to school, you want to find out why they don't want to go to school. Or if this seems to be happening a lot, consider the possibility that bullying might be the reason behind the sick days. Also, look for signs that the kids are hurting themselves. Self-mutilation is a dead giveaway sign. And for boys, one of the common classic symptoms that they're being teased is about being gay or about being atypical, that they are terrified to go into the bathroom. Those are another tell giveaway signs. And if your kid is autistic or have Asperger's and have poor social skills, sometimes other kids don't understand that, and they pick on the kids. I'm going to tell you too, Amalia and Amy, I think one of the reasons why I didn't have a lot of bullies at school was because I had a dog, and my dog used to come and meet me after school sometimes. He knew what time I got out of school, so my dog would be right there, and my dog was not having it. So if you had to fight me, my dog would bite you. So that was another one. So getting back to that, if your kid races home and basically start going to the bathroom every day after school, this kid starts throwing up, you know, having nervous problems, hair falling out, talk to the teacher, get your child some help. Now, if my child comes to me and tells me that they're being bullied, what's the best thing to do? One of the things is listen. Listen, listen, listen. Find out from the kid what the kid want to do. Because you want to empower your kid, but you don't want to fight all your kid's battles. Because if you start doing that, and then parents don't realize, you will go to jail for beating up somebody else's kid. So I want to put that out there in regards to that. But you also want to listen in a non-judgmental way about what your child is saying about being teased. And let your kid do the talking. Don't try to solve the problem and ask what happened and how did that make you feel. To draw your child out and try to find out more about the kids who's doing the teasing. And then basically, you know, you can basically take it from there. And so what can I do if to stop the bullying? The shorter answer is to let your kid come up with the ideas. Ask the child questions like, what do you think you can say the next time? Or what do you think might work? I had a person, Amalia, oh, my gosh, she was hilarious. She told me whenever she go to jail, she pretended like she was blind. I was like, so you fight your mama, cuss your daddy out, fight with your brothers, but when you go to jail, you can't handle Big Bertha, so you go in there and play like you blind. She was like, well, I buy people commissary. I play like I'm blind so that they won't beat me up. I was like, oh, my God. So a lot of times, not only just with cyberbullying, but people get bullied in jail too. And what if my child won't talk to me about being bullied? As long as they feel like they have a safe place to go, that's what's important. So if they don't come directly to you, but they go to someone else, that's fine as long as they go to somebody. And what about if it's gone beyond verbal abuse and there's physical threat? Now, if it's physical threat, like I said, go to the school. If the school don't do anything, the school can also be in trouble for that because the school is in charge of your child's safety to and from school. A lot of parents don't realize that.
Actually, there's assembly bills. So legally, they have to provide a safe environment for teaching. And they also, they're required to intervene. Because I think before, teachers would just turn their other I think it was called Setzlaw.
Mm-hmm.
So that tied in anti-bullying policies because, you know, the school personnel were just not intervening. So now there's a clear, defined, consistent policy. So if your school is not protecting your child, they are legally in trouble under AB.
Mm-hmm.
I think Assembly Bill 9, which addresses bullying and harassment and intimidation.
Correct. And you know what, Amalia? A lot of times the school wasn't even prepared. Schools didn't know what to do because sometimes I've seen bullies beat up teachers. I've seen bullies fight principals.
Me too.
So a lot of times the teachers and the administrator didn't know what to do, and they didn't want to be bothered with the person's parents because the parents would come to the school and raise all kind of chaos because I know I had that type of mama. You know, she would come to the school and call, make matters work.
I mean, in my high school, I remember someone was being bullied, and this was like, you know, a long time ago, and her mom came and fought the the bully. And so I mean, now we have laws that's just not okay anymore.
Mm-mm.
I mean, that's how
Mm-mm.
we dealt with it before, but no, that now we have laws and policies and interventions that we have to follow.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, I've seen that too. And I went to a private Catholic high school, so and I saw it there.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter what kind of school you go to. No matter what kind of setting that you're in. I mean, not only in schools. We have bullying in our neighborhoods. We have bullying in church. You got church bullies. You got all kind of bullies out there. So, but we definitely have to stop because, like I said, October is National Bullying Prevention Month. So even if people in the White House are listening, politicians, y'all need to stop it too. Because when adults respond quickly and constantly to bullying behavior, they send messages that it's not acceptable. And research shows that this can stop bullying behavior over time. As we know, parents, school staff, and other adults in the community can help kids prevent bullying by talking about it, building a safe school environment, and creating community-wide bullying prevention strategies. So with the month of October being National Bullying Prevention Month, there's a lot of training. So if you want to gain more information, you can go online, and one of the websites that I'm looking at is called stopbullying.gov. And there's probably some events. I mean, we're almost in the middle of October right now, but there should be some events going on. I remember a couple of years ago, I was part of the NAACP. They had anti-bullying campaigns, and I attended some workshops, and I actually sat on some panels in Los Angeles at some of the schools. I haven't been invited this year, but if next year anyone want to invite me, I'm more than willing to come and do a training or sit on a panel. It's fun. But there's trainings out there, and the trainings will help you discover your role in bullying prevention. You can learn to take a public health approach to bullying prevention and continuing education credits. What schools can do, school staff can help prevent bullying by establishing and enforcing rules and policy that clearly describe how students are expected to treat each other. Like I said, it's okay to disrespect, but it's not okay. It's okay to disagree, but it's not okay to disrespect. So if you have a student that's like, we have exchange students sometimes that come from other countries that come to our schools, it's not okay to just mistreat them because they're from a different culture. Learn about their culture. A lot of times, part of it is because we are afraid and we're intimidated, and because we're intimidated, we take it out on other people. There are also state laws and policies, meaning state and local lawmakers have taken into action to prevent bullying, to protect children, adults, even in the workplace. Find out how your state refers to bullying and its laws and policies. And like I said, and file a complaint, file a grievance. They always say the best way to get at somebody is get in their pocket. When you get into their pocket and you start suing people, they'll leave you alone. Amalia, what else do you want to add to the show? Because we're going to be wrapping it up in about 6 minutes. And I'm going to check if
you
have any questions.
There's some school districts you might want to check with your school district because they have a witness declaration form. So now you can anonymously report bullying. But, I mean, I'm going to still sit here and preach about bystander intervention. We all have to do our part. We all have to distract. I mean, there's 3 D's to the bystanders, so we have to distract whatever the abusive behavior. Delegate. If you don't feel comfortable, delegate the intervention to someone else and also directly address the abuser. But I think at the very core of it all is, you know, we have some hurt adults that never learned how to use appropriate problem skills without aggression. And that's what we need to teach our next generation so that we can stop this bullying that's so prevalent right now.
It is so prevalent. And you know what, Amalia, I didn't even get a chance to, and I wanted to talk about some of the things that I saw when I was doing my research in regards to this topic, is that some individuals have taken their lives because of bullying to where they have actually committed suicide. And I hate for this to be a Debbie Downer as we are going to be ending the show, but I found some information and they have a list of individuals who have actually committed suicide. And one of the ones that I remember was when the 8-year-old had committed suicide at the age of 8. Now,
I was going to say, you know what was most sad about these incidents? Because it was a 13-year-old girl here in Southern California, and their remarks, the comments from adults was just nasty talking about this girl. They made memes about her. Even after her death, she was still being bullied after her death, and that is just sickening and disheartening. And we're losing way too many children. And we haven't even touched on LGBT, transgender. We haven't talked about any of that. We haven't even talked about kids that cut. They self-mutilate because of the bullying that's going on.
And, you know, and a lot of times individuals think with self-mutilating behavior that they're trying to commit suicide. It's about power and control. Now, in regards to the list that I have, and it says a list of suicides that have been attributed to bullying, it says for incidents of suicide depicted in fiction, they have a list of suicide individuals. And there was one. Do you know that this started as early as in the 1800s? There was a person named William Arthur Gibbs, and he was born in 1865, and he died in 1877. And he basically, it said he committed suicide by hanging on May the 4th, 1877, at the age of 12, after being bullied and beaten. This caused an outcry, and the government subsequently held an official injury. So, I mean, even back then, in 1997, we had one age 13. And this was an English schoolgirl, and she basically from the suburb, and she became widespread news and was a cause of blame on bullying to which she had been subject by local children. She was reported to be the victim of repeated harassment and taunting, particularly about her weight, which was something, too, Amalia, that we didn't address because not only are we talking about race, color, creed, socioeconomic status, but you got weight. And matters came to a head in September of 1977 when a group of youth repeatedly gathered at her home on several consecutive nights, on each occasion throwing food at her house and shouting taunts at her. Now, you can throw some food in my house all you want. I'm going to eat it and still beat you up. So, and you know what? And it said, I've had enough. I'm going
to
take
The thing about that is that some bullies, that they use that. You know, if they know that a child has like a food allergy, they will use that as a source of bullying or making them eat the food that they cannot have. Like, I've seen that happen as well. Like,
you know what? That's crazy. I remember one of the things that I've seen is people with toilet tissue in people's houses. That was another form of bullying that I used to see. So if you know, and we only have 90 seconds left. I want to say, parents, if you're out there and if you know your kids are engaging in that type of behavior, and of course you don't want that on your conscience to know that your child was involved in the mistreatment of another child, which resulted in that person's death, because nor do you want to lose your child. So we need to do better when we talk about child abuse intervention prevention, because abused children, neglected children, children that are starving for the attention of their parents and loved ones will also take it out on people. So we need to do better with that by educating parents. We also need to do better with educating the schools, also with law enforcement in regards to learning how to handle these situations, because when we see kids getting away, when kids see adults getting away with that type of behavior, it becomes normal to them. So if they believe that their parents are going to bail them out or get them out of trouble, that behavior will not stop. It will increase. So I want to thank you for listening as we talked about exposing the bully and by providing you information in regards to bullying behavior and what is happening in our community, in our politics, in our world today as it relates to bullying. So like I said, the month of October is Bullying Prevention Month. So let's do more with our community. Let's do more in our home. Next week, we're going to be talking about breast cancer awareness. And tomorrow, I will be on the air, and I'm going to talk about how to protect or basically secure your anointing. Until then, remember, thank you for joining me, Precious Predicaments. Until then, remember, you got this. Thank you, Amalia, for joining me. Appreciate
you're welcome.
You. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.